Hey everyone, welcome to the Voice of Social Sales. I'm your host, Chelsea Pites, and today we're talking about apps and websites and Chrome extensions that I love to use that have made my life easier. I have a lot of people that ask me, hey, what's your favorite app for this or that, or what website do you use? How do you do this? So I decided to put everything into one epic list that you can find by simply going to my bio on Instagram. There's a link there. If you click that link, you will be taken to my entire list of 100+ of my favorite top tech tools and apps that you can use today to make your life better in every sense of the word when it comes to business, creating content, and even more. So let's dive into this right now. When I put this list together, I started with sort of graphic design resources because I feel like a lot of us are doing graphics and graphic design for all of our social media, and that's really important. So one of the things that I love to use is a couple of different resources. I try to go for free resources too. I try not to get a lot of paid ones in here for you, but I love something called designpickle.com. Now, this is a big ticket item, but if you are doing a lot of graphics or creating a ton of downloads, ebooks, guides, this is what I use for my coaching content, and I do a lot of content every single month. So for me, it makes sense. And I actually have worked with graphic designers at agencies, and they have been much more expensive. And what I love about DesignPickle is that it's all in the cloud. I can access the same designer that I've worked with the entire time, and they have turnarounds that are really, really quick, and I love working with their team. Again, I'm not sponsored by any of the things that I'm going to be talking about today, so I just want to clear that up. But DesignPickle is the bomb. I love it. It is unlimited design for a set price. Now, I am on the $370 tier a month, which sounds like a whole heck of a lot. But again, you have to remember that I am making copious amounts of contents, guides, etc. That may be too much for you and your business. However, if you are looking for something where you can outsource your design, have a graphic designer that is dedicated to you and provides you great work and really amazing turn times, this is definitely worth it. Now, obviously, if you want to make your own graphics, you've probably heard of Canva.com, which I use as well for my social media graphics. I have made ebooks and things of that nature using that, but it just takes me a lot of time. I also like to use something called Snappa.com. That is a cloud-based graphic designer that you can use for social media, marketing purposes. I use that to make my YouTube thumbnails. It's a really great, easy templated site that you can use. Now, that is a freemium. You get free for 5 downloads, and then it's $10 a month for unlimited. So if you're looking for totally free, definitely check out Canva. You don't have to upgrade to their business account. You can, but you certainly don't have to. And if you want to go all the way into graphic design, check out designpickle.com. Now, speaking more on graphic design, one of my favorite apps, actually, it's not an app, it's a website. It's called remove.bg, as B as in boy, G as in garage. And this I didn't know about and can't believe that I hadn't ever heard of it before, because when I make my graphics using Canva, sometimes I want to overlay a person, and I don't want the background. Like maybe I have this awesome picture that I had taken and I don't really want the background, but I want me and I want to layer it onto something. So this removes the background of any image, and you don't have to download any software. You don't have to do anything at all or pay for it. You literally just upload the picture and boom, in less than 1 second, it spits out a downloadable PNG without a background. That's remove.bg. Another place that I love to go is thenounproject.com, like noun as in the opposite of verb, thenounproject.com. That's really cool because there are a ton of icons that are totally free, and it has every icon you could ever imagine. So if you are making graphics like I make graphics, I go to Google a lot and look for icons that have transparent backgrounds. Well, this is cool because they're all right there and you can just search for whatever icon you're interested in. So those are my favorite graphic design resources. Now, as far as the voice resources, if you caught my podcast on how to make a podcast, then you know that some of my voice resources for creating your own podcast is the host that I use called Buzzsprout.com. That is a very easy to use site that syndicates your podcast everywhere to Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. And I do pay the $12 a month version. I believe there's maybe something that's like a $20 to $24 a month one that you can get as well. And my favorite Alexa flash briefing host is soundupnow.com. And the prices range about $14 a month. They actually just came out with a new feature where instead of having to record it into my phone and then airdrop it to my computer and upload it to schedule it out, I can now go to their new website and I can record my flash briefings directly into the site, which saves me a couple of steps and a few seconds. So I highly recommend those. Of course, the microphone that I'm using today is the Yeti microphone, and this is not cheap. It's about $120. Sometimes you can find it on sale on Amazon, but it's going to last forever pretty much, and it's a one-time investment. So if you're looking for a microphone, that's my favorite. I believe the Yeti also has one called the Snowball, which is about half the price, maybe even a little bit less, and it sort of looks like an actual snowball, and that might be the way for you to go if you don't want to drop $120 on a mic. So a few other things that have to do with podcasting. As far as websites, I love the website headliner.app. Headliner.app, APP. That is a really cool site that will help you turn your voice clips from your podcast into what's called an audiogram, which is a visual video that actually has an image in the background and shows your voice modulation, like the little waves going up and down as you're talking, and it embeds a voice clip. So then I can take that, I can post it to Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn, and it actually posts as a little video, and that way people can actually hear a little clip of my podcast. And that's how I market my podcasts on social media. So I love that. It's totally free. Headliner.app. It does take a few steps and a few minutes to make one, but it's still totally free and a pretty cool, easy to do process. So I highly recommend them. Again, that's totally free. And you want to click on the audiogram option. There's a couple of different options in there, but audiogram is the one that you're going to want to click on. And then I also like the website repurpose.io, repurpose.io. That is a website that is paid. That I think is, if I'm not mistaken, let me look it up here. Actually, there is, I think it's a freemium. So I think it's free and then you can pay for some extra add-ons. But basically what it allows you to do is repurpose your content and automatically puts it into different social media sites. So example, this podcast, if I connected my podcast and my social media to repurpose.io, it would take the audio file that is being recorded right now and it would basically turn it into a video, meaning it's not going to show a picture of me, but it's going to have like maybe like a background image that I've selected, and then it will play as a video and people can still listen to it on, say, YouTube. Vice versa, if I'm doing a Facebook Live, it can actually extract the audio and then turn it into a podcast and post it for me to my podcast player. So there's some really cool things in there. Definitely check it out, repurpose.io. Now, let's move into my favorite video resources, tools and tech and apps for that. My favorite resource of all time is my Ring Light. And this Ring Light sits in my office. It's obviously mobile. I shoot with it when I do my YouTube videos. I use it for lighting when I go live. I absolutely love it. Lighting does make a difference in your videos. This is called the Neewer. It's kind of a weird spelling. And is a Nancy, E-E-W-E-R, Neewer Ring Light. And I think I bought it for maybe $129. It comes collapsible. You can detach it. You can put it into like a small little folding bag. But I usually leave mine up and it really goes pretty tall. You can make it short. You can, it has all these different little buttons and knobs that you can turn to make it higher. You can actually, it's got a gooseneck type of a top where it kind of, you know, can bend forward and backwards as well. You can mount your phone on it. You can mount your camera on it, and it's amazing light. And it actually, the one I got came with a bright white ring light and then also kind of a rose gold ring light, which is, you know, made me look all tan and fancy. So I love that for any of my videos. The other thing that I have seen, but I don't have, but was like so impressed by, actually Peter Lorimer, if you know him from Stay Here, Netflix Stay Here, I got to meet up with him in Agent 2021 in Miami, and he had the coolest thing ever. And I've seen an Osmo, which is sort of a fancy video that like has a gimbal that moves around, but I'd never seen what he had, and it was called the Osmo Pocket. It's the smallest 3-axis stabilized handheld camera. that I've ever seen. And it was so cool. It was so tiny and small. And it actually had like a tracker. So if you moved around and you like set it on a table, it would track your face. It was phenomenal. And he shoots pretty much all of his video on that now. And it's on Amazon for $349. So again, not cheap, but very cool. The other thing that I really like is for adding captions or subtitles to videos. And there are a couple of websites that you can go to. The cheapest one that I have seemed to have found that will sort of automatically do it, where you can just send it in and you don't have to do it yourself, is temi.com, T-E-M-I.com. And I believe it's 10 seconds a minute. So if you have a 5-minute video, it's going to be real cheap for you to send in that video and have them extract it and give you what's called an SRT file so that you can overlay that into your actual video. So those are some of my favorite ones for that. Another video resource, this is more of a YouTube resource, is figuring out your keywords and what other keywords people are using. And I like to use what's called VidIQ, like vid, like video, V-I-D, and then IQ. And I use that for determining what keywords are being used on other people's videos and how they're ranking for them. So I can see if I'm looking at a video in the same theme or genre that I want to create one in, I can easily see if that person is ranking for, you know, which keywords, and also where they're ranking. So let's say their keyword is Facebook ads. I can see, are they ranking number 2, number 6? So then I kind of know what words I might want to go after. Now that's a freemium too, sort of like a plugin, and you can use it and get some level of information on the free side. And then I believe it's $9 a month, very similar to TubeBuddy. If you've ever heard of that, I think you're fine going with either one. I don't think you need to have both, but I've used VidIQ and I really like that as well. All right, so we're moving on to my favorite content resources, things that help you create content, things that help you organize your content, make it better, etc. So two of my favorite websites are sidewaysdictionary.com, which is a website that really explains tech terms in easy to understand analogies. I feel like analogies are some of the best ways that you can help educate people when they don't really have a concept for a particular topic. And let's be real, you know, tech and social media and all of that, there can be some hard to understand topics. So check out sidewaysdictionary.com. Another one that I love is answerthepublic.com, which is sort of a visual keyword research content tool. So you can type in a topic and then it will give you all of these questions that kind of dart off of this main topic. And it can give you some really great ideas to create additional content from. So I love those two. Also, kind of going back to what I was just talking about on YouTube, but this could be for any site or any post, is an extension on Chrome called Keywords Everywhere. I love that tool. It basically shows search volume, CPC, competition on any websites. So you can kind of go in and look for keywords and say, oh, wow, okay, there's not that many searches for these keywords, or there's too many searches for these keywords. I probably won't rank high for them. So it's a really cool, free, easy to use tool that you can just put right into your Chrome browser, and then it will automatically show all the keywords that are being ranked for on any of your Google searches or any of your pages. So that's really awesome. All right, moving into my favorite Facebook resources, I love likealizer.com. That's a really cool place that you can go. And it's spelled a little bit different. It's likealizer, and it's L-I-K-E-A-L-Y-Z-E-R. And it helps you look at business pages and sort of get recommendations on what you could do better. So if you are in the social media space and you are auditing other people's business pages, and or maybe you're just doing your own, this can be a really easy way to kind of get a grade on it per se. I also love the Facebook group if you're in real estate or mortgage and you're doing Facebook ads. Elevated Real Estate Marketing Facebook group is my favorite. There's quite a few groups that I'm involved with, but that specifically for Facebook ads, it's a friend of mine, Travis Tom. Definitely recommend going in there if you want to learn about Facebook ads for real estate and lending. He gives away a ton of content and amazing videos and trainings and coaching calls there. So definitely recommend those for Facebook resources. Now, we can't leave out Instagram, right? So let's talk about Instagram. A lot of you probably know a lot of the apps already for this platform, Usually it's editing apps or planning apps or posting apps. One of the ones that I really like is a website called Linktree, and that allows the one link that you have in your bio to then become up to five. So you go to the website, you sign up, it's a freemium, so you can get the free account or you can pay $6 a month and you can make it really custom. And when people go there, they click on your link and you can have up to five additional links. So if you want to send people to your YouTube or you want to send people to your website and you've got a Facebook pixel on that site, hopefully, so you can build a custom audience, you can have all these different places that they could go. So I love using Linktree for Facebook. Also, I recommend the IGTV app. IGTV is like YouTube for Instagram, and it's free, and it's definitely getting a lot of love right now in the feed. So I definitely recommend downloading and installing the IGTV app so that you can create your own videos there as well. Now, let's go into some photo editing and social media apps. One of my favorite photo editors is just something super easy, because I go to a lot of these ones and they're like, ugh, overwhelming, and I have to pick the temperature and the contrast and all that jazz. So one of my favorite ones that I've used forever is one called Be Funky. Totally free. They have a bunch of presets, so you can kind of jazz up your photos. So it's not as in-depth as a lot of the other ones like Visco or Snapseed or Lightroom or Afterlight, but it's, again, manageable and easy to use. Another really fun one is if you want to make sort of like old-fashioned video or photo effects, you could try 8mm. It's like 8mm Instagram app, and it can make like those really funky, cool, old-fashioned images. If you're looking for more like text overlays or subtitles, check out Apple Clips. Unfortunately, it's only iOS only, but as you're talking, it's using AI to listen to what you're saying, and it will layer subtitles and captions across the video so that people can read what you're saying as well. So those are some of my favorites. Video apps that I love to use are InShot and VideoShop. InShot and VideoShop, and those are both free. They do the same things. You edit video, add text, add emojis, change background colors, etc., change sizes. So I love those two. I use them on a weekly basis to edit my videos for social media posting. Now we're going to get into some email resources and some website resources. So one of the things that I use a lot, obviously, is bit.ly.com to make shortened and trackable links. But if you want to pay for one, you might want to check out something called prettylinks.com. And my friend Dustin Brome turned me on to that. You can create totally readable, really easy to pronounce and read and speak, and exceptionally memorable short links using your WordPress-based website and your domain name. So if you want something that's really customized, it's not cheap. It's $59 a month. But if that is something that you've been looking into, that is a resource for you. Also, I wanted to mention that if you want to have some sort of landing page or website, but you just don't have anything, first of all, it's really important to invest in creating something professionally that looks good. It's your brand, you know, when you're out there. So you should have a professional looking website that's easy to navigate and appealing to consumers. But something that I've used, you know, for events or something very simple that feels like a website is something called Adobe Spark Page. And you can create these really beautiful single page sites that kind of look like a magazine style layout. And it's free to up to $9 a month. So if you have an event, it's something that I've used for it. And you don't have to be super tech savvy. And you don't have to create like a whole nother website. I don't recommend that you create your main website on here, but it would be really easy to do for an event or a special reason that you'd want to create one, okay? So here's a couple of like randoms too, right? My favorite business cards on the planet, moo, like a cow moo.com. Absolutely love them. They're not cheap, but they are memorable. You will not throw out a moo.com business card. Love them so much. You can just make them custom, and they have lots of templates and ideas as well on their site. Calendly.com is another great one. Stop emailing back and forth to find a meeting time. All you have to do is say, here's my link, find what's available, and that's free up to $8 plus a month. Another one I love is pdf2jpeg.net. You can turn any PDF into a JPEG without having to download software, and it's totally free. Now, the last one I'm going to give you is one that if you are teaching things or showing people your phone and you don't have a Mac where you can mirror something, or you're not using Zoom. By the way, Zoom is an amazing favorite of mine that I use every single day. I record my videos on it. I do my meetings. I actually, you can reflect your screen on there too, speaking of like reflecting your phone. But if you don't have any of those, and maybe you're out on a presentation and you want to actually reflect your screen of your phone onto, you know, a PC, there's an app that I use called Reflector Director, and it mirrors your phone screen for a live presentation. It is $6.99. I believe it's a one-time fee, and that was the only thing that I could find other than obviously the Mac and using Zoom. So hopefully that will help you. Well, that is my tech roundup for today. I hope that you have enjoyed hearing about those apps. And if you have some, I'd love to see them. Don't forget, go to my Instagram bio, click the link in my bio. You can get the entire list because we just barely touched on anything. I'd love it if you would subscribe to this podcast. And if you're getting value after every week and you're checking in, and I'd love for a review as well. And I thank you and appreciate you in advance for doing that. Definitely check out any links in the show notes, and I will plan on talking to you next week. As always, you can connect with me on all the socials at my name, Chelsea.Peitz. That's P-E-I-T-Z.